It's Lissa and I'm talking to Andy Parkinson, a professional wildlife photographer based in Crieche. Several of Andy's photos have been selected for this year's Wild Nature Diary and Calendar, edited by Bamford Photographer. It's amazing that you've been selected for the Wild Nature Calendar and Diary, but you've also just been awarded the Gold Award in the Bird Behaviour category for your picture of two coots fighting in the Bird Photographer of the Year Awards. Can you just tell us about that photo? Describe it for us.
I'm a local photographer, and as a wildlife photographer, I think it's always important to try and produce unique and credible bodies of work, and it's simply much, much easier to do that if you work locally. You can work longer hours, you get to pick up the subtle nuances in the behaviour of your subject. And so this picture of two coots fighting is taken at one of my favourite spots. It's also where my winning image in Bird Photographer of the Year last year was taken, and it's where the other image that we're going to talk about later is taken, of a mute swan and some cygnets. It's just a beautiful little lake close to my home, and I arrived there at dawn, and so much luck involved in wildlife photography. You can have all of the sort of technical expertise, all of the field craft skills, but basically you still need Mother Nature to turn up and deliver something. And that's what happened this morning. It was beautiful dawn light, and these two coots just started fighting right in front of where I was sitting. So the actual execution of the image was very straightforward.
Well, the one I love is the June image in the Wild Nature Calendar, which is a mute swan with a cygnet backlit. Can you just describe the image to us and how you took it?
As a photographer, you always want to translate what you see, and you want to translate it into an image, and that's not always very easy. But sometimes you can use what we call exposure quite creatively. So what I've done, this image has got a lot of black in it, but you've got this halo of light around the adult swan and the little cygnet. Now, the little cygnet's very fluffy, so that sort of the light affects the fluffiness around the cygnet in one way, and then it affects the sort of the more streamlined look of the adult in another. So you've got this sort of contrast in texture and form set against a jet black background. And that's why I like the image, because one of the things as a wildlife photographer, you kind of fall in love with certain aspects of how a bird or a mammal might look. And for me, a mute swan is an exquisitely beautiful bird with a huge range of really interesting different behaviours. And so it was nice to sort of reveal that beauty and to contrast it between, you know, the form of the adult and the form of the infant. It's an image I really liked. And executing it was reasonably straightforward, but you do require a knowledge of how light falls, because ultimately I'm shooting directly towards the sun. So one of the most important things that you need to do is you need to be able to shield the lens from the sun, because otherwise you get this thing called lens flare, which is really annoying, and you can't see the subject. And then it was just about getting the exposure correct, and by exposing for the very bright white part of the bird, the halo of light around them, the rest of the image falls into underexposure, and that is what creates the very black background.
So how can people see more of your work, Andy?
I've got quite a big following on Instagram. I post every day and I give lots of tutorials. So I don't just post a picture. I'll post a picture and I'll give people lots of background information and also lots of photographic tips. So on Instagram, my name is at Andy Parkinson Photo. And if you like my work and you like to see lots of pictures of British wildlife, local subjects mixed in with occasional exotics, then please do check out my page.